Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join our various gaming groups as we play the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons. And maybe just hang out and chat about gaming in general. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Kelly, aka Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
And as Mia, I'm assuming you're stashing that scroll in your coat.
Yes,
or something.
I stash it away. I wink at Callus because I know he's got amazing passive perception, so he probably saw me. And I turn and walk back over to Gunny, and I keep waving at the crowd, and you know, giving little kids fist bumps.
As the guard totally, you know, thank you all for your expertise and your assistance in this situation. It could have been much worse. We'll search the wagon for identification and take your suggestion to burn it and pour the ashes into the ocean. As one does.
Have we made it off of our island? Like, are we still in Rory's territory?
You're still in, yeah, you are.
So, just say, make sure to tell Rory, Mia says hi.
And the guys kind of look at each other and say, we'll pass the message. And in case you need it, can I have your names? And he pulls out his little, you know, hand notepad dealio.
Mia Friendly.
And he thanks you for your service. And if you are in search of a reward, please go to the local chapter house after we submit our reports. There may, in fact, be a reward for your distinguished services.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
As you know, they'll totally give it to the floor sergeant to see if it's worth a reward or not.
Okay. So I guess we carry on.
Yep.
And you guys totally make it to the first bridge, you know, which, you know.
And I'm smiling. I am so happy that I just phoned Callus twice. But wow. I'm just like living my best life.
You did what to me? You did nothing to me.
I showed you up twice. I got a black eye, I'm happy.
You investigated, so you physically had to go through the cart and look at stuff. I casually glanced at the cart. Big deal. I could have investigated and climbed in there to find stuff too, but didn't.
And then what did you find?
Used
with
a magic gun
glance?
To do 1 point more than me. So.
And Mia, when you were investigating, did you see anything that might have looked like it belonged to the
Are we far enough away now from the watch and stuff?
Yep, you were far enough away that you could whip it out, crack the seal, and read the scroll if you'd like.
Yeah, because is there
okay, I'm going to pull it out, and I'm going to show it to Theo.
It is the symbols on the seal. You can totally tell is a royal Signarian, you know, the empire that's to the north of you guys.
Yeah.
That it's
that
totally
that I'm from.
Yep. that you totally recognize that first thing off the bat. It's the wax is the two-toned silver blue oil, you know, wax that the royal family uses. So immediately you recognize that.
Like, oh. Well, this is interesting.
Interesting, like we should open it, or interesting, like go boo.
Well, it's interesting that the a servant of the royal house is trying to transport black pudding.
And in this neighborhood.
Exactly.
Should we open it and read it?
Let's. They can only assume that since the rest of the person was consumed, that the letter would also be.
I mean, it is paper. The black pudding would have dissolved it. As the, who's going to be the one that cracks that seal and unrolls it and reads it while your wagon's going?
I hand it to Callus. Open this for me.
I just look at her like, whatever.
Do you open it?
Of course, imagine what would have been, could have been in that chest that I know nothing about if somebody had been skilled enough to snag that instead of a piece of paper. But no, I don't. I'm like, whatever, that's paper, man. I think if you can shoot a magic gun, you're capable enough to open a scroll.
Okay, I opened the scroll.
And just about as you pass through the first bridge onto the small island that splits the two islands apart,
it explodes.
That's what I was afraid of.
You crack that seal and you hear the seagulls and the water and the breeze and the wind. Kind of breeze flaps the scroll open as you pull it open. And it's totally a edict from the King of Signar that as you start, you're reading, you're doing the humming, speed reading. That basically the King of Signar has sent agents to the Five Fingers to finally clean up the corruption that's happening here. And it's orders for allegedly whoever owned this scroll was probably one of those agents, that they were to make contact with other agents who have infiltrated the Five Fingers, who will be working to remove the Council of Captains. Because remember, there's a
really
the management of this place is the different pirate captains, and replace them with actual nobles that could do their job. Because Signar seems to be interested in the Five Fingers at the moment, or at least putting it under stable management.
Interesting.
I don't know that we like that.
No.
No offense, Theo, but you're kind of the only noble I've met that's...
I love the way you stop.
No offense taken. There's a reason why I don't, they're all so concerned about money when everything is, the truest form of, of worth is artistic expression and knowledge. So...
Yeah, now the crappy leadership we know is better than some whatever might come in place of it. So,
and of course,
on the other hand, the Council of Captains could serve some disruption to make the seas free again for innocent, hardworking pirates. Now that some of us have reason for being on land or anything.
I mean, it would be kind of worrisome if the captains had to go back to sea. It would be harder for a little pirate like you, though. Think about it. It is nice having a pirate empire, basically. And you guys...
That's true, too.
You guys get distracted when your bridge, ends and you get to the hump. Because all of a sudden you see, some goblins on zip lines. The gobbers go zipping by on their little wires and cables they have strung, 30, 40 feet up in the air.
Fascinating.
You just know one of those little turds is going to fall off and land on one of you eventually.
I mean, that would be a good shooting competition.
I was going to say dirty little goblins quite the target.
And conveniently on the hump, there's one main thoroughfare that takes you right to the next bridge. No fuss, no muss. The guards are doing their village job of watching people and not watching people at the same time. It's a gift. When you guys get to Chaser, they actually have a toll booth kind of thing, but the bar is permanently in the up position because, the bridge is always open, so it's not like they've ever really closed the little toll booth bar. and the guards are basically eyeballing everybody. So I know you guys are going kind of incognito with yourself kind of disguised-ish. Are you gesturing to the guards, just keeping your face down, your cowls up kind of thing, or you being sociable and talky?
No, just casual. Just not looking all down or avoiding our contact or anything, but just,
just
maybe a nod in their direction.
Greeting of the day.
Casual nod in their direction or something.
Okay, as, they basically give everybody kind of a cursory glance as, Theo's probably busy playing with her jar.
Yeah, and looking at the letter.
And the letter looks very official. The vellum it's made out of.
If it's very, then I'm probably not doing it where anybody can just watch me. But
I was going to say, probably not the smartest thing as we're passing by the guards.
Well, remember, these are five-finger guards. They only care about keeping the place and making sure nothing catches on fire.
Yeah, well.
Trust me, on the
somebody
bridge.
Somebody by chance recognize the marking, the seal.
Yeah, I'm probably poking the jar and.
Ooh, look at the ooze. Ding, 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 ding.
You're concerned.
Don't tap on the glass.
I'm making notes that, its reaction and stuff.
The ooze seems to get irritated as you tap on the jar. How interesting.
Like a little kid with a bug in a jar. As you guys get up to Chaser Island, it kind of busts out into the shops. And of course, right off the bridge, the big thing is most of the commerce is there. Because it's so much easier if you just have to cross the bridge and buy something. If you've ever been to New Gallus, you know what I mean. So you guys are continuing to head
Border,
towards where
city.
You think you need to go?
I mean, we're following Mia, aren't we? She's got the directions.
She's our map.
So Mia, give me either a history roll or a survival. Something tells me your big brain wants history instead of
survival. We're in trouble.
Oh, that's good.
And she gets into the hustle and the bustle of the city, and Mia's just like, I know the way! And she totally doesn't know the cross streets, or she's faking it very well. As you guys go puddling by, you see an area that's higher up on the island, because the higher you go, the nicer the neighborhood gets. And you see that there's a few sections that were reburnt recently, rebuilt, I should say. Recently after the great, culling of the demons coming to jack everybody up, where a couple fires broke out and burned some of the hills and things. But immediately when you guys come driving by, Mia gestures, I'm assuming, to the mansion in question. It is a very simple looking manor. It's got a wrought iron fence that goes all the way around the property, it looks like. As you cruise by, you can totally see it's got overgrown weeds and trees that haven't been manicured in a while. And as you come by, you see it's got it looks like a hedge maze with a gazebo in the middle. Looks like a very large gazebo or maybe a glass greenhouse. You're not quite sure.
I attacked the gazebo.
It's got one tree in the front that seems to have fallen over. Looks like it never been, cleaned up. Did they just let it, fall over? And
nice.
There's also next to on the first floor, there's another little gazebo greenhouse right against the house. There's no trees that would make easy access to a second story window as you guys are casing the place, but the gazebo could possibly be used to get up to the second story. It's a stone built house, which is probably why it seems that it survived. The second floor seems to have been rebuilt at one point, in the last, year or two. And it looks very unkept. You know, you got the little refuse blowing in the front patio. Is anybody going to do a perception check? And I'm pretty sure somebody's going to assist that person because that's what y'all do.
Probably all do a perception check.
I'll assist somebody. I don't have the highest perception.
I think Talus has the best perception. Let me see what mine's at.
Well, my passive is great, which is 16. But my normal perception is only a plus one.
I don't even have a plus.
I have a minus.
Oh, okay. All right. Perception it is. Here I go.
Okay, with a nice, decent 14, you know, you kind of, you know, you guys give a slow cruise around the neighborhood, so to speak, you know, as you totally get a good look at the place.
Okay. Would I know if in this area, or would Theo know in the area, if it's normal to have door-to-door salesmen kind of thing?
Most
like,
likely.
Would somebody just come?
It wouldn't be appreciated at this type of event, but you could try. I mean, the wrought iron fence does have a, you know, like three loops of chain keeping it locked with a big old padlock.
So we're going to sell Theo, vacuum cleaners?
Do you want to go up there and pretend to be selling something and see if you can get like a looky-loo in the house, maybe? Or a looky-loo if there's a lot of going on in the house. I think you're the most. I could try.
And then the mansion burns down.
I do have a plus three in performance.
I remember you did something that you had something where you were really good at, like faking until you make it.
I am plus three in performance. Let me try and like.
Are we gonna have to give her one of those alchemy Harker's kits?
Yeah. And, like, I'm thinking snake oil salesman.
Didn't it look like the place was overgrown? Does it look like stuff might be dying? The hedge mage, like you're gonna come and like. Fix it up back to its beauty.
You got fertilizer.
Yeah, organic fertilizer.
I was like, this will clean your floors like nothing else before.
Exactly.
And she opens the jar.
You know, that type of thing.
Okay, you're going to hop out of the cart while they're doing...
It makes julienne fries.
You're going to hop out of the cart while they go and do loops around the streets?
I mean, I could try and do that if you guys want.
Do we want to do that, or how do we want to approach this?
What was the backside of the place like?
A hedge maze, right?
What's that?
What was the backside of the place like?
It's a little more rocky and hilly, but it has about, you know, 100 feet of completely unkept greenery, which is, you know, this is a huge place for Five Fingers. And you do have clear sight at almost all the positions of the property except where the trees are here.
Oh, we got a map now. Sorry.
Yeah, I actually went over to the map because I hid the inside of the building. So you see that there's a little greenhouse over here. Oh, that's not my pingy tool.
I got to minimize that.
There's a greenhouse in the topiary. You saw a little well.
Is that what that is?
Yep. And you see
this is going to be a beautiful hideout.
The back of the house has three entrances, you know, three doorways. The other side has two doorways. This thing has lots of entryways.
I was going to say those doorways, not some windows. You sure those aren't windows?
So there's a big window here and here and window doors here. You know, like you'd have in a bedroom outside.
I say we take a moment just to watch also to see if there are patrols of guards that go around, you know, the grounds. Let's wait a little bit just to see if we can get at least an idea of what their, you know, pathing is. I mean, because maybe they don't even put anything in the...
You gamers. Someone give me also an investigate check.
I have a plus six.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, probably you, because I'm.
Yeah. Holy crap. Okay, so with a
plus one to miss
20, I gotta tell you a whole bunch of shit now. So, for one, as you guys drove around, you know, for like an hour nonchalantly, you know, scoping this place out, looking casual, you know for a fact that every window in this place has got big, heavy curtains on the inside that are, you know, basically it's like blackout curtains at least. And do know that roughly about every 40 minutes, someone kind of peeks out of the windows in order. Just because you were super precise with your eyes and your investigation skill of surmising it, you see this ever so perceptible flicker of curtain. And you pretty much know you have the pattern that about every 40 minutes, somebody takes 20 minutes to go peeking out of all the windows on the second floor. Sadly, they must be a total amateur because it's very predictable with your dirty 20. In the greenhouse here, it seems to be very meticulously kept inside, but has some local greenery growing like vines on the outside. But the inside that you manage to peek into and see from the distance seems very, very precisely clean. The topi area, if you were going to break into this place, you could totally use this maze to get in and get out. You're sure you could figure out the way in. Because this, thanks to these overgrown trees, is totally the blind spot to the property.
Yeah, that's kind of what
these amateurs, you know, shouldn't have left the trees. They should have cut them down or cut them back so they had lookouts. But it's totally the blind spot to this side of the property.
Okay.
And conveniently, the best way in is this door or this door, you're thinking. I mean.
Sounds good to me. That's kind of what I was looking at.
I guess I'll totally give you green lights.
What about during that time, was there any city patroller kind of traffic on the outside of the, on the streets around?
Good question. Give me a perception there. As you're trusting your team to scout out the location and you're keeping an eye for Johnny Law on the watch.
Why me?
Because you thought of it.
Yeah, but
you saw like one watch guy making out with some chick and that was it. So you're just like, and you even jump in as Mia's describing what she's seeing to the group, and you're just like, and the watch have hardly any presence here.
Exactly. Nothing to worry about on that score.
They have their internal watch, that's all. We just got to watch out for the watch.
And they're probably paid off to not patrol. That's a thing, right?
That can totally be a thing.
Could be.
And just about as you guys are thinking, okay, we've scouted it out enough, you totally notice from this door A person wearing a, for this time of year, a little unseasonably heavy cloak coming out with the cowl pulled up. And they're kind of walking over towards the topiary. And I think you maybe lose sight of them as they're walking into the topiary. In fact, they do not disappear into the topiary with their stealth of 9. As you see them sneaking and skulking off into the area here, and they're kind of like doing this with, you manage to go in the back end of the property where the road is higher on the property. So you see them sneaking in the bushes, and they kind of end up over here. And they go into the greenhouse, and you kind of lose track of them at that point. Worst time to roll a 3.
Yeah, wasn't what your brother or anything, was it?
Can I tell? Was that my brother?
Give me a perception check.
Nope.
Totally mind. Someone of nondescript height, weight, and racial distinctions. You weren't sure. Could be. Maybe not. Perhaps. Probably.
If I know anything about Serafina, it's never it's never going to be what you think it is. Like, if you saw her, you'd think, oh, she's okay, like, whatever, she's not magical, like, she doesn't seem that imposing, but she is dangerous. So I have a feeling something is going on in or underneath that gazebo.
You think?
We have to attack the gazebo.
Yeah. But doesn't that seem obvious? So therefore, it's not actually going on there.
I don't know. Do we want to try to?
It's not obvious because they were sneaking. They were trying.
Do we want to try to bring focus to the house, like try to set the house on fire, and then try to do something to the house to bring focus there, and then try to sneak into the gazebo.
What's our goal and mission here? Are we just killing and looting?
Killing. Yes.
Killing your brother.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Specifically killing Serafina. And,
well, it'd be nice to get a hold of her and before we kill her, to torture her for information, because I'm pretty sure there's other people that are a part of this cult, and we don't want to just cut off a part of the snake. We want to find it.
We want to find out. Okay.
Right.
And there's nobody here that we cannot kill, right?
That's a good question.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know who all's inside, but I would say we probably don't want to kill kids. They got kids. It wouldn't surprise me if one of my brothers is involved. They do use children for human trafficking, yeah. So there could be kids in.
Yeah, so
brother's
so,
a dick.
They are not so, good people, no.
So my suggestion would be, and we don't really need to burn down the house to have a distraction to go to the gazebo. Yeah. We just sneak over to the gazebo and go see the individual that appears to be there and sack him. Figure out what's going on, might have info, might have keys or anything that might be beneficial, and then we move on to the house.
Okay.
You say we, but we don't need all of us just to capture one individual.
Well, we don't know that individual and their capabilities, so yes, we would probably be best. Splitting the party is typically
split the party! I love it. We'll go still a boat.
You never split the party.
Be like, what this plan needs is a boat escape. Quickly, we need a pirate.
Exactly.
Yes, a boat across the middle of the land of the island.
You are so negative.
I know, right?
Now, if you had a floating frickin' boat, you know, that would be awesome.
All functioning boats float.
No, like, in the air, float.
Okay, well, let's get sneaking then.
So what is the plan? Are you going to go there during the day because it's now noonish?
Well, the person's there, so we're going to time the dealy-bobby. the last watch. Once they're done watching, we're going to make our way.
Okay, so are you guys going to hop the wrought iron fence? Going to break the chain? What's the plan? Don't forget you got
Gunny. Gunny probably didn't hop too well. Yeah.
I can see Gunny bend the fence as he tries to hop it. I mean, he could roll well.
I mean, build him a jetpack.
Okay, I'll get right on that.
I will pick the lock. Slit.
Okay, now are you using the main gate? Or are you looking for, we'll say that there's totally over in this area, you know, about a good 20, 30 feet away, there's a tiny, like, man-sized gate that Gunny might be able to squeeze through?
Yeah, we'll use that.
Okay.
We'll use the service access.
Okay, yeah, there's always got to be a little service mini-gate somewhere. So go ahead, and when you go to that gate and you look at the lock and you give the lock a good look, it looks like a really good, well-lubricated, fancy, nice lock. It does not look like some, okay. You know, the chains are a lot older than the padlock is.
Okay, so we're in the right area.
Yeah. You know what, Callus? I believe in you. I think you can do this.
Oh, that sounds very bardic and very inspiring.
Yes. Exactly.
That is the plan, yes.
All right, so I got a bardic inspiration I can use if I need.
Just in case.
Because even a broke clock is right twice a day. Does that help?
Oh. Not fired again.
Okay.
So
using sleight of hand?
It does great.
Well, that's thieves tools, right?
Thieves tools is its own proficiency.
Something tells me sarcasm and antagonization are her love language.
I mean, I have thieves tools, but they're an item. I don't think it rolls from that.
Okay. So you go ahead and click, 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 clack. And the lock opens up, and I'm assuming you guys are trying to very discreetly open this gate or look like you blend in, that you're here with a delivery, since it is the middle of the day.
Yes.
So one of you guys give me a deception, because it's not stealth that you're going for. It's more of a we belong here, I'm guessing.
I just have a plus one.
I've got a five.
I was going to say that, or if we want to stealth it. I mean, I'm 9 on stealth.
This would be more of a deception with a steam jack and a wagon.
Okay. Well, then it's our bard.
What's
with
your
a 5 over my 4.
Oh, yeah. I'm only 3 for.
And I'll give you advantage.
Always off by just 1.
Together.
We are working together. Yay.
He totally goes, and these annoying deliveries we have to do in the middle of the day. It's a good thing we have the key. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Totally have the key.
As you guys,
we belong here.
Totally.
Nobody pays us a second mine.
So I'm assuming you're having Gunny like put the cart somewhere like in cart parking.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Hopefully the cart doesn't get
somewhere up the road a little ways.
Okay. So up the road a little ways. I like that.
Well, I mean, so it's not like parked right outside their gate. Like, they must be here.
Okay. That's what I was. That was exactly what I was checking for. Thank you.
You know, it's offset some, so it's not like obvious exactly where it's parked for.
But not suspiciously far away because we are delivering.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. But it's. It could be parked at the house next door. It could be parked across from the street. It could, you know, it's not a like right in front. Like, hello.
Okay, so you guys are sneaking across the.
Decepting.
So you've got the gate open. You know, you guys, you know, are sneaking onto the property.
Yes.
You know,
Guess once we're through, we're like, okay, sneak mode.
Okay, so somebody give me a stealth roll.
Gee.
I think we know who that's going to be.
As he totally starts tactically throwing hand signs at you guys.
Does the 23 or 29 work, one of those two?
You assume you are very sneaky when you guys go there. So what is the plan? What is your approach? Are you heading, because you got minis on the map there. You guys heading,
yeah, we're
like,
heading
right over here. Or are you guys heading over here? And the shrubbery
yeah, would
probably just be
here.
Hacked into if you needed to make a portal through it, by the way. And
yeah, well,
what about Gunny? Is Gunny coming with, or is Gunny staying with the cart? As the boiler churning totally grits on your teeth in stealth mode. I am afraid I got disconnected, or there's exact silence.
No, you're good.
No, we're thinking.
I'm waiting for people to respond to control that thing.
It is a big, loud tank, basically. With a smoke.
Are we talking? I'm sorry, I had to grab the laundry. Did y'all need me? Did I miss something?
So are we leaving Gunny off the property, or are we taking him onto the property, or are we using him as a decoy on the property?
What did we, what, earlier when we were talking, we would have decided, what did we want to do, guys? He can strike pretty good now, if we need him.
But he is a blaring road sign with a smokestack in the middle of the day.
Yeah, he's not very stealthy, and how is he at maneuvering, like, if they're through passageways and hallways?
That's fair.
And
I'm going to hide him over in one of
your brother
going to
recognize
bushes?
Gunny? Isn't your brother going to recognize Gunny in particular?
Probably.
Yes, he would. Yeah.
How far can you, like, communicate or reach out to Gunny? Do you have any, like, where he can come running if we need?
Yeah, he can.
Yeah,
be the
we
cowboy.
Can have him to where he comes running. Sure.
He is the backup.
I mean, how
man.
Far can you... I mean, do you have like a mental link to him for a distance, or how's that?
I'm trying to remember. You'd ask me, and I don't know. Within 60 feet.
Okay. So no way to summon him if we're in shit and deep in. So
if you're in the house, could, you would probably be out of distance.
Well, could we prearrange a signal though? Like, if you hear,
Well, yeah, obviously. You hear shit hitting the fan and he happens to notice. Yeah, I mean, if it's loud.
Oh, enough. I pull out Derek's whistle.
Oh, okay.
I still have the watch whistle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If I whistle this, Gunny will come running. Or if anybody whistles it.
So
three, who.
So you tell.
And I'm going to give it to Callus because he's usually the one out of the fray.
So you
not
tell Gunny with his intel
not coward,
5
smart.
That if he hears the police whistle, come running.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. And we're going to make our way to there. And if we need to, we can cut in here and cut in here or kind of work our way through.
So you guys are sneaking on in. Everybody give me a stealth check for the collective sneakiness.
Why do you hate
me? And this is why we totally wait for Callus to give like a natural 20 to save everybody.
Oh, Gunny doesn't have to. Gunny's not going in.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
So at least half of you guys rolled really well with your 21 and 22 there. Helping Boomhowler with his mighty 8 as you're just like, shh, you always have to be so loud. As you guys have sneaked your way through the topiary and you're outside in this little area here, as you totally do the reverse Homer Simpson and materialize through the bushes.
Yeah. Right? Exactly.
I'll move the folks that are moving themselves.
bard. Subtlety is not my thing.
I think it's more before we go in, can we part.
Take a rest?
Well, that right? too.
Oh yes, you guys have all rested up, so you should be full health and full on all the good stuff.
Except for the 2 points I took.
No, I think she asked for a restroom
like,
break.
Yeah, oh, can we take like a minute?
Sure, yeah, let's go ahead and take a quick 5 minutes.
Got to pee right now? Really?
Yeah, before we go on this discouraging
Better guest. Now than the middle of the fight.
Yeah, okay, I'll be right back.
Okay, I think we'll all be right back.
I'm here.
I'm back.
Yep.
I'm here.
So as the camera zooms in, you guys are sneaking around the bushes and you see the greenhouse / gazebo.
Yes. And you will sneak up on it.
And you're going to sneak as opposed to perceive.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody wants to perceive first, that's fine.
You want me to... Oh, my perception's only a one. It's not that high.
And
mine's only a one.
Because the greenhouse is overgrown on the outside, it is with disadvantage unless you get right up to the glass.
Yeah, unless my 16 does anything, and then plus the, like, I can't be surprised by a humanoid.
Oh. Past perception 16, that's right.
Yes.
You know, and there then, is some motion inside there at the very least. You do know that.
Okay. And then, yeah, whatever that, what's my ability? I can't be surprised by a humanoid or something like that.
Yep, you're like a barbarian. Yep. No surprise against you.
So.
Me too.
So if somebody wants to do a physical and whatever, I might. I saw motion at least, so yeah. I'm like, hey, somebody want to take a closer look?
I'll go. I'll walk on up and do. Am I gonna do a perception check?
Yeah. Yep.
Is that what I'm doing? Oh.
As apparently the overgrowth is very dense in the section that you're walking up to. It's very dense. You hear water running inside.
Yep. I don't know, guys.
So people know you here.
Serafina will know me. We know each other. We're not exactly friends, but I don't exactly hang out with this group of people. They're my brother's type of people. They're not mine.
All right. So you could kind of walk up and go, hey, how you doing? And then we go, boom, and surprise them.
I could try. I'm just as likely to get shot by my brother, but sure.
Yeah, be a delay. I'm sure he wouldn't shoot you immediately.
Oh, okay. Do you see my face?
Yeah, he beat you. Didn't shoot you.
Yes, he did. He just pulled out the bullet wound out of my shoulder and sewed it back up.
Yeah, not lethal.
Oh. Right. I love this plan. Best plan ever. Especially since I don't have my armor on. I can't wait. Let's do it. I'm gonna walk up.
Okay, and there's a clear little door right there, you know, to the side there that opens up the little greenhouse.
I open the door and I walk right in.
And as soon as you open the door, you realize the person that's been shuffling around inside, you couldn't get a good clear look at them, but you know they're there. They immediately turn and look at you, and they have big saucer eyes as this human is looking right at you.
Do I recognize the human?
You do not. They turn around in surprise. The cowl falls back, and this young female human looks at you in total shock and surprise, and totally does the up and down check on you.
You really they should look be like more a servant. Stealthy. Oh yeah, do they look like a servant?
They probably do. They're not dressed like expensively or anything. You know, very simple tunic, okay. Pants with the heavy duty cloak on.
One of their cultists.
Yeah, I'm going to try to deceive them and basically, because Mia would be better at it than I am, but basically act like you were so obvious and like scold them, like, how dare you? If I had been just a regular passerby, I could have easily followed you in here. You were putting our entire operation at and like scold her, our entire operation at risk. How dare you?
Interesting. Go ahead and give me your deception check. And you all are hearing her go off on the tirade. And immediately she stops and looks at you. When she did the whole body check, she was looking at you for... You know, body checks you. And then as soon as she sees your facial features and your ears, she seems to immediately, with your words, she like physically cowers. And puts her hands together and drops the shears that she had that would totally be the equivalent of a dagger, and kind of bows her head down and says, I'm sorry, my lady. I was going about my daily duties, but I was trying to be as covert as possible. I was
get out of my sight.
Ooh, and as you say that, she totally walks past you because you're at the doorway. And she kind of bobs her head out and she takes in your collective of friends outside. And she totally makes a weird look, but then looks back at you and immediately continues heading back to the house. Unless anyone enters.
Okay, it's ours now. I'm going to... I'm chaotic neutral, so I wouldn't snap her neck.
No, but you could knock her out or tie her up. Or...
Yeah, well, I'm gonna pop her on the back.
She's moving by fast enough. Gets... Any of you could do something too.
Yeah,
I was gonna say we need to. Basically, Mia
went right here, and she's coming out this way, walking right past you guys.
Somebody needs to bop her on the back of the head.
That will not be myself.
I'll bop her. Bop her on the back of the head as she goes by.
Yeah, or if somebody has magic to charm her or do something to them. But yeah, we need info from her and whatever she may have, keys or anything.
Do I have to roll something to be able to bop her to not kill her?
You're going
to
try to knock her out in a non-lethal way. Go ahead and give me give me a weapon attack. Unless you have a spell you'd like to use.
I have a knife. Like, I would bop her with my knife.
Uh-huh.
To help.
Hit her with the knife in a non-lethal kind of way.
A nice Easter egg for...
Okay, roll for damage.
I don't want to.
It's non-lethal. No, it's non-lethal.
Oh, okay.
Damn, that was good damage. As you pummel her with the dagger, and she goes down like a sack of potatoes.
And we shuffle into the room, dragging her back in.
Yeah. And then we're going to check her body for keys.
Okay, so you guys all go into the greenhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, yes. You notice it is a greenhouse. It's got various plants growing and things like that. She had some shears that look kind of almost athame-ish, but she had a small collection of herbs that she was, sniffing and collecting. As you totally...
I'm going to take the scissors.
Okay, you take the scissors. They are a really nice pair of athame-like shears for cutting herbs and things like that, and also can be used as a dagger for 1d4 damage.
I'm going to take her cloak since my tattoos are showing and we're trying to be incognito, so maybe I can look like a servant.
Okay, you flourish and flip on her cloak. And she does, in fact, have a ring of keys on her belt with three different keys. One of which you think...
I twirl them on my finger while I look at Callus. Anytime.
One of which you think is probably the greenhouse, the way it looks. Because the greenhouse door does have a lock.
And what is she, human?
She's a human, probably about 25, 26.
Okay. Well, let's figure out what she was doing in here.
Do we want me to wake her up? Or try to?
Does anyone
have... Why don't you take a look around?
Survival.
Do your fancy investigating.
Oh.
Okay.
See if you can identify any potential malfeasance that may be occurring.
Sure. So I'm going to... Can I do an investigation check? Yep.
Okay, with your 13, you're pretty sure she was in here tending the garden is what you're thinking. You don't see any,
nothing unusual.
Like, secret trap doors or any secret stashes in here. However, one thing you did find was under one of the little, you know, table-style grow beds, you know, so you don't have to bend over, or you can grow stuff down below and down on top. You did find that someone put a short sword under one of the table parts. Somebody had a hidden weapon, just in case.
Can I cast Detect Magic to see if there's any magic in here, or I could get any kind of faint glow from the ground?
Sure. I love the paranoia. So you cast Detect Magic.
No, sir, brother.
And you realize the only thing glowing with magic is in the ceiling of the greenhouse, there is a magical orb that basically would give off light at night. So the plants are given, you know, 24 hours of some kind of grow light.
Okay. And I let the group know there's nothing magic in here, but... Oh, yeah. Is it? Can we take it?
Yeah, it's totally removable. It's about the size of a softball, and it gives off a soft, warm glow in darkness.
Ooh, I want it.
Okay. Can I help hoist Theo up? Yeah, first off, I don't even know if I'm strong. Hold on before I attempt this and break Theo.
It's like, I will hoist.
Oh, nope, my strength's trapped.
I will hoist you up, and we both fall down.
I could help her up.
Boom Howler could actually just reach up and unscrew it.
Just lift, yeah. And
he's got a little height and a girth on you guys.
You want this? Here.
You reach up and unscrew it, and it comes loose. And conveniently, when you shade it with your cloak, you realize it lights up and glows warm, you know, warm to the touch. And when you unshade it, the light hits it, and it goes dim and inert.
Hmm. It goes dark in the, or lights
I
up.
I put
in
my
dark.
Hand over the top of it. Does it light up? Just my hands over it?
Nope, it requires complete darkness.
Okay. So it's not going to help if somebody can't see in the dark.
Is it?
No, it'll totally help if somebody can't see in the dark.
No, it'll totally help.
Is it bright enough to glow through fabric?
That was my question, yeah.
Mildly.
Well, I was going to put it in a leather bag.
Oh, there you go. Stick it in a leather bag and that would keep it from making any glowy.
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to put it in my leather bag.
Yeah, do that.
You have all the best containers.
Well, you know, when you have to contain, you know, sometimes toxic or volatile items, you want the best protection possible.
True that. Okay, so she's...
Same with volatile crew members.
Your prisoners out cold doing the sleepy sounds.
Can we tie her up?
Yeah, there's materials that you could use in here to rig up a rope and tie her up.
And gagger.
Yeah.
And gagger.
Yeah.
You take some gardening gloves and stick it in her mouth.
Like I said, probably doesn't hurt to bring her to and ask her some questions. Make sure that her family's here in the house and stuff like that.
Would someone give me a survival roll?
Not
I have a plus one. Only a plus one in survival.
All of us have a plus one, I guess. So
no, I have a negative one.
Oh,
not well. All of you are wise.
Not a survivor, are you, Callus?
If I can shoot it, I survive well.
Fair enough.
He's got a very good point.
So who wants to survive for us?
Who is a survivor?
I'll survive.
Ah, so Mia kind of checks out the plants in here, and you totally notice that there's a lot of spiritual herbs, you know, the type that you do for religious, you know, type stuff, as well as poisons.
How about any for alchemical?
Yeah, I was going to say, anything for Theo?
Only if it's related to poison.
I point out the ones I think might be poisonous to Theo.
And with a 15, you're pretty sure. You're like, hey, there's deadly hemlock. There's the one that the sap is a touch toxin.
I do have, like, poison.
You're proficient in a poisoner's kit, I do recall.
Yeah, exactly. So I will take a few samples.
Theo just basically placates me like, oh, yeah, good job. Where she, because she's like, obviously, I know what that is. But I'm like, look, well, look.
She takes well, the and here,
now.
Snip, snip.
Now we can set up a room in the our hideout, you know, our regular lair, so to say, where I can grow my own.
Yes.
Yeah. You even got a grow light.
Because exactly, I have a grow light now.
So what is the plan?
Don't worry, I'll grow other things too, you know, spices and...
And that's a great place to wrap it up there.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. Please follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/CPPN to never miss a show or stream.